in greater numbers, and some will be quite strong. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a few severe thunderstorm warnings on Thursday, and then the storms start to thin out a bit on Friday and Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police are investigating after a boy nearly drowned. Police say this happened in the 2700 block of Bonnycrest Court Monday morning. They say the child is in the hospital with life-threatening injuries. Nine people were taken to the hospital after a van carrying a wrestling team crashed Monday near Pike Road. State troopers say one person has serious injuries. The group is made up of wrestlers from Shelby County in Tennessee. 3 years later and still no answers in the disappearance of Star Mulder. Mulder was last seen at her home in Wetumpka in June of 2016. Her ex-husband has been named as a person of interest in the case. If you have any information about the disappearance of Star Mulder, call the Elmore County Sheriff's Office. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Come on, boy, finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
Almost everyone has a pet, or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping, or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
A massive victory rally in Toronto for the Raptors erupted into chaos. Gunshots set off a stampede of people running for safety.
A terrifying scene as a masked gunman opens fire on a federal courthouse in Dallas.
Newly released evidence points to Iran in the tanker attacks as the Iranians step up their production of uranium.
Millions bracing for major rain and flooding this week from Colorado all the way to the East Coast, from D.C. up through Philly in the next 24 hours.
It happened again, this time in the waters off of Baldhead Island in North Carolina. An 8-year-old boy Sunday bitten by a shark while playing in the surf.
Tributes are pouring in for an American icon, Gloria Vanderbilt, the heiress, artist, and fashion designer who in her 95 years saw more and did more than most of us could in several lifetimes.
She died at home, surrounded by family and friends.
President Trump now says he has a plan for the issue most important to American voters, health care.
We're going to produce phenomenal health care.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Wow, we need to get the living fear Doppler radar out here. We're looking at Rich Thomas's app, and we've got a front that's headed right for us here. Man in red is, what's the time frame of the movement? Is it 15 minutes?
Yes, 15, well, the last 30 minutes here.
So yeah. It's going to be here in about 10 minutes then.
Yeah, it's big. Nice moving showers. I'm sure
But the front end of it is this red band, so we're going to get hit by that first. And then you guys need to hunker down here, boys and girls. Hunker down.
Oh, you know, we need to do something here.
Oh, yes, we do. We do. We do. It's true. It's true. We need to do the Marguerite 1-carat Forever Mark Diamond giveaway and pull a name for the shot at getting a $10,000 diamond ring. I'm excited about
this. Just a diamond, actually.
Diamond, yeah.
Yeah, you can use that diamond for what you want. But
let's do it, big guy.
And the name is Keith Dykes.
Dykes. Keith Dykes, you need to call 396-5477, 396-5477, and call him so you can get in on that, big guy. I'm really excited that I hope it's somebody from my audience that wins that, and they call in and they tell me all about it here.
This is a huge giveaway Marguerite's is doing with the station.
It really is, and you can go to newstart931.com.
You can still register.
Register. That's where to go. Guys, if you're in the southern part of, if you're south of Montgomery and you've seen this thing come through, give us a buzz and let us know what it's like. Is it as bad as it looks? Because it looks pretty bad, I'll be honest with you. I'm hoping that it gets through here by the time I get off the air so I don't have to run to my car or swim to my car. Okay, so let's continue on with Justin Napolitano here. And Justin Napolitano is going to be talking about the SCOTUS rulings, and there's a profound bitterness, and Ruth Bader Ginsburg kind of alluded to this, but listen in.
And Judge, this effectively nullifies a presidential pardon, because what you're going to have now is every entrepreneurial Democrat attorney general who wants to be the governor of their state is then going to seek to attack the Trump administration through charges later on, even if people like Mike Flynn or whatever.
So if Paul Manafort, we use Paul as an example, Paul Manafort were pardoned tomorrow by President Trump, that would not nullify the state prosecution.
Coming up,
same as the case for anybody else that he would pardon.
Coming up, it sounds like the justices will rule on the 2020 citizenship question, which has been a political hot potato.
Some cases are going to come down. Some decisions are going to come down Thursday morning at 10 and some next Monday at 10. I believe the citizenship one will be last. I'm chuckling because the Chief Justice likes to keep the hot potato, the hottest potato, for the very
end.
And
your prediction?
My prediction is that the Trump administration will prevail by a 5-4 vote. I make that prediction on the basis of reading a transcript of the oral argument, as well by a signal sent by Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Expect some profound bitterness in a decision coming. We haven't seen that bitterness yet. I think this is the one she's talking about, and I think her bitterness is because she was on the losing end.
Yeah, it's and looking. I'm looking at the weather radar here, and this this thing's hitting Greenville right now, pretty strong out here.
Holy crap! I'm seeing a small on Fox News. Washington Post said that Shanahan, who stepped down from being the Secretary of Defense, and they're getting all this from divorce filings that his wife, then wife, had a cracked skull from her son hitting her with a baseball bat. Wow.
Man.
No wonder he stepped
down. So how did that get into the domain there?
Whew. Yeah, how did the divorce filing or the divorce case get out there? I don't know.
So the son, not him, hit his estranged wife with a baseball bat.
Right.
Must have some anger issues, as they would say. Yeah, we'll be, these rulings going to be coming out. You know, the court ends at the end of June, so it's we'll get all this out. It's going to be interesting to watch how this thing's going to unfold. And boy, look at this weather coming in. Woohoo! Big stuff here.
Well, I'm going to be up in the attic. I know. Hiding away. Hopefully we don't get struck by a... Never mind, I'm not even going to say it.
don't put words to it,
don't
Joey.
Don't tempt Zeus.
Don't tempt fate here. Catherine Herridge had an interesting report that came out actually on Friday and talking about how the FBI got permission to spy on Carter Page and actually what it means. Let's listen in.
Former FBI and Justice Department officials tell Fox the Carter Page FISA warrant had the potential to sweep up the communications of other Trump campaign aides using what's known in intelligence circles as HOPS.
Once you get that first warrant, that in turn will alert you to other people beyond your target. You can then sometimes get their communication.
Granted by the National Security Court, believed to operate from this Washington courthouse, a FISA warrant allows the collection of an American citizen's emails, phone calls, and text messages. Think of it like a web of communications with Carter Page at the center.
Once you get the foot in the door, it can give you a basis to then conduct much broader surveillance.
In some cases, agents can search a target's historical data.
If you can persuade a judge that there are communications that are out there that are relevant to what you're doing and that are readily accessible and, again, linked to the purpose of the surveillance, you can go back.
The assembly of the document, the sculpting of the document, is not a one-man operation.
Jim Maxwell is familiar with the FISA process from his three decades at the FBI.
We need to know ahead of time whether or not the information in the document is reliable. And it's constantly tested and challenged.
1 month before the presidential election, the Page application was filed, and with three renewals lasted 11 months. This heavily redacted version shows it relied on the Democrat-funded unverified dossier, compiled by former British spy Christopher Steele. Buried in a footnote, the application suggests the dossier was a political document.
Ideally, you would acknowledge in the text of the application to say, look, here's the information. We're not 100% sure it's reliable, but we think it's enough, and here's our concerns. If you put it in a footnote, the risk is that, like any human being, a judge would blow past it.
I have the utmost faith in Director Wray and the Attorney General that they will review this matter and take the proper action.
Department of Justice Inspector General Michael E. Horowitz is expected to release his FISA review and then testify before the House and Senate committees. Senator Lindsey Graham recently told Fox that he believes surveillance reform is possible, even likely, Tucker.
I hope so. By the way, when they talk about hops away from somebody, let me give you an example. Carter Page was owned, if you remember, so was George Papadopoulos, was at that meeting that Jeff Sessions was with the president. So Jeff Sessions would be one hop away from Carter Page and or George Stephanopoulos, and Stephanopoulos would be one step away from
Papadopoulos.
Papadopoulos. So, yeah,
all these Greeks.
I know. What's wrong with him? But, I mean, I've been told that Jeff Sessions believed that he was being wiretapped, and that's how they knew about these different meetings with the ambassador, even though it was in his role as senator, but that's how they picked it up. So you could have a ton of people that are being listed. And so one of the things I think Durham's going to get to is he's going to get into the fact that, well, here are the people that were listened to. Here are the people that they unmasked. And there were a huge number of people unmasked. Was Don Jr. unmasked? Was, Donald Trump actually wiretapped, personally wiretapped? Who were the different components of it? Was it, some of the different campaign structure type people, such as Kellyanne and folks like that?
Well, and going back to Jeff Sessions, it's one thing for the intelligence community to know and to maybe even know what they talked about with a sitting senator and the Russian ambassador. It's another thing for that at a particular time that is politically ripe to leak that information to the press.
Which is what they did.
Exactly.
And they did it to Michael Flynn, if you remember. They went in and they found out about a conversation that he had with the ambassador and some other people, and then they leaked it to the Washington Post. And that was the FBI, and I think that was James Comey or it was Peter Strzok that did that in part of their insurance policy. So let me continue on with Catherine Herridge. She's going to be talking about Hillary Clinton's emails. It's a new finding. This was on last night.
Us now with a full report on this breaking news is our very own Catherine Herridge. Catherine, I know you've been at, remember that point though, where only 40 emails were sampled and four of the 40 were classified top secret.
That's right, Sharon, and good evening. In this letter obtained by Fox News, the State Department provides a progress report telling Republican Senator Chuck Grassley that it has identified multiple security incidents involving current and former employees related to Hillary Clinton's emails. Quote, to this point, the department has assessed culpability to 15 individuals, some of whom were culpable in multiple security incidents. Diplomatic Security has issued 23 violations and 7 infractions incidents. This number will likely change, it says, as the review progresses. The State Department notification to Grassley, who is overseeing this review, does not identify individuals by name, but Fox News was first to report that key aides Huma Abedin and Jake Sullivan sent classified material through Clinton's unsecured server, kickstarting the FBI criminal probe in 2015. Despite the nearly two-year FBI investigation, no one was ever charged with mishandling classified information, even though then-FBI Director James Comey confirmed in July 2016 that seven email chains were classified at the top secret special access program level when they were sent or received by Clinton's team. Known as SAP programs, they are among the U.S. government's most closely guarded secrets, Sean.
Okay, so that was an interesting, remember that, and I forgot about it until Sean mentioned it. You remember they did a sampling and they pulled 40 emails and found out four of them, 10%, were top secret. Not secret, top secret. And so now they're going back and they're doing this kind of, this is an update deal. And you remember Nunes has said all along that we're going to kind of find out that the origins of this thing is going to be the State Department. And I think it's going to be the Clinton devotees, what's the lady's name? That Nolan? Victoria Nolan?
Newland. Yeah.
Her name came up in some stuff last week.
Well, and she served also under, I believe, the W. Bush administration. She's one of those, I think she heard Robert Kaplan or Robert Kagan, one of these big geopolitical strategists. She has very much been a powerful player for years, and she was overseeing the European Union and essentially into the Eastern Europe when all of that went down with Ukraine.
Ukraine, yeah. You remember, they wiretapped her, the Russians did her phone. Mm-hmm. And then they published it saying where she's talking, saying that we're going to put in the president of the Import-Export Bank in here.
And that's what happened. That's
exactly what happened.
Yeah, she has been a longtime player in high circles. So for her name to pop up in this sort of thing does not surprise me, but it's, it's
juicy. It's interesting.
Very much
News Tone 93.1. The MO Show will be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team-building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Ooh. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow, 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 ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
As a kid, I got a kick out of helping my grandpa string up a white sheet in the living room while grandma loaded the reel with home movies. I even enjoy watching the VHS tapes my parents took of me at my first soccer game. My poor dad, running around the field with that huge camcorder on his shoulder, huffing and puffing. I capture all my kiddos' moments on my phone. I don't want to lose this visual history, as I like to call it. I did my research and trusted Dan Black Studios to convert our files and films. Dan Black Studios has provided quality professional video services to the River Region for over 30 years and can convert anything to a DVD or digital format. 8mm films, slides, VHS tapes, iPhone videos and pictures, I mean everything. Dan Black Studios' processing facility is in Montgomery, unlike the big box stores, so you don't have to worry about anything being lost in transit. Preserve your visual history. Call Dan Black Studios at 334-279-6036.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Let's go to the phones here, boys and girls. Let's go to Doug. Doug, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan.
How you doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm doing really good in this MAGA economy. Today I'm working for HG&K Enterprises. And I want to talk about two things real quick.
Sure.
It was the topic that you were covering when Rodney called. But a Doug Hall spin on it. I've been meaning to talk to you about this. I wanted to give you my opinion of the future of the left and how it's gonna populate the center and then populate a little bit right of the center. There's enough of the far left that just keeps going in that direction, farther and farther left. That, Dan, this is obviously my opinion, but obviously you know I want your opinion, that I know it's a minority of the left that is way out there on the fringe, but I think, do you think it's driving some of the center left a little bit closer to center? And I'll just hush and ask your opinion.
No, let's stay on and talk about it. I think it's driving everybody that has a D by their name over to the left. And here's why. AOC and these others have basically said, if you're not with us in the way we think, we're going to be against you for what you think. Is basically what they're doing. So that's
okay.
So they've weaponized themselves. Now, can they turn that into reality? You know, OAC's re-election right now is at 31%. I think I saw, and that's a bad number for her.
Yeah.
So she may have some opposition. She may get whipped.
Dan, sometimes I don't communicate well. Let me try it again.
Okay.
And I'm not disagreeing with you. My mother's side of the family is 90% D's. And for the first time, they didn't vote for Obama. And so for the first time, they voted for Trump, and they were proud of it. They had the bumper stickers on their trucks, the T-shirts and the caps, and they were proud of it. And they were just barely left of center. And now they are just slightly right of center because of the AOCs. And I'm wondering how many of these people that I just described to you that are family members of mine through my mother's side of the family, do you think that number is going to grow?
Yeah, I think it's a miscalculation that, as a matter of fact, I saw this in some interviews down in Orlando with some of the Trump people. They were interviewing people, and they would do this, tell me about yourself. And they went through, and they were not all together, but they went through several people, and there were three ladies in particular. They had all been Democrats, and they were now all Trump supporters.
Right.
And they were going to stay Trump supporters. Yes. And they think that the Democrats have fallen off the edge of the earth, going too far left. So I think the perception, if they believe that, they're going to move center-right.
Well, Dan, I mean, I've had white-collar, blue-collar, and military. In my opinion, I've had a perfect mix. Blue-collar, Dan, we made America. We built it. We made it. And he loves us because what did Donald Trump do as a civilian? A real estate billionaire. And he can relate to us. Mm-hmm. The other thing, really, really, really quick, I don't know how many people he's going to deport, but wages have been so stagnant in the construction industry because of the illegal immigration.
Absolutely.
That I met with the few guys that I'm considering putting on payroll versus subcontract because I've given up on telling them how to manage their money. I actually do their 1040 long forms for them. That's how much I love some of my subs. I want to put them on the payroll, and I'm trying to tell them that I am excited about maybe one day paying them maybe 20 to 30% more if we can get rid of some of the illegal immigrants. And construction wages, real quick, I didn't want to take up the whole segment, but when I was a superintendent for Louder in 95, Dan, 22 years ago, that's exactly where hourly wage, blue-collar construction workers' wages are today, Dan. I know you trust me and believe me. That's where they are.
Yeah. No, and let me tell you,
the
wages have been depressed because of illegals. And see, this is why we have a problem. You have the Republicans, for business-wise, they wanted cheap labor, and then the Democrats, for political purposes, wanted a voter base. And so you had this unholy alliance. And I hate to say this, but one of the guys who did that was George W. Bush.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm not going to tell you my opinion of the two Bushes. Baron Coleman calls them corporatist, globalist, women of the evening. I'm not going to use that last word that he does. I didn't know you could say that on the radio. But anyway, thank you so much, Dan. And I was telling somebody the other day that I hope that if you do what you were talking about doing yesterday about interviewing or taping some of your listeners to promote your program and promote your sponsors, I hope you will consider me.
Aw, thanks, Doug. I appreciate that.
All right, you and Joey, thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Doug.
Newstalk 93.1. Jim, hang on for me, big guy. Demo show, we're going to be back right after this.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
News Talk 93.1 is calling you out so you can call in for carrots and win a 1-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 for Marguerite's exquisite jewelry.
Yay! I'm so excited!
Awesome.
Winning is simple. Register online at newstalk931.com and listen for us to call you out so you can call in and get qualified to win.
Woohoo!
All right, that's awesome.
A 1-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 and many more jewelry prizes from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry and Newstalk 93.1.
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport. President Trump on Twitter saying Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan has withdrawn from contention to devote more time to his family.
A USA Today article broke news that the FBI was still investigating allegations of domestic abuse that came out of a very contentious divorce proceedings involving Shanahan. And so I think it's no surprise that the president decided that this was going to be a difficult confirmation hearing.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo saying the U.S. will maintain its maximum pressure campaign on Iran, but the president doesn't want a war.
We will continue to communicate that message while doing the things that are necessary to protect American interests in the region.
The president ordering 1,000 more troops to the Middle East after Iran announced it was breaking compliance with an international nuclear deal. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Radar will be quite active over the next few days with lots of showers and thunderstorms, but they'll still be random, so not every town will get the rain they need. Hot and humid again today with a high temperature around 90. A generous supply of showers and thunderstorms will be roaming around, most prominent in the afternoon and evening hours. Tonight's low down to about 73. Tomorrow, more scattered storms around, high 92. The storms on Thursday will be in greater numbers, and some will be quite strong. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a few severe thunderstorm warnings on Thursday. And then the storms start to thin out a bit on Friday and Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bank for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This is where we are. Guys, y'all be careful out there. The weather's looking pretty bad. Gotta go downstairs and find Rich sitting out. Let's go to the phones and let's go to Jim. Jim, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
Pretty good. Yeah, we got a frog choker going on over here in Prattville right now. Whew.
Yeah, it's.
I mean, the bottom fell out.
Yeah, it kind of it's hitting Montgomery, but there's a band that's right up on top of you guys right now, and it's solid red.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Last week I put a big old bag of turf builder out there at Scott's, and man, you ought to see my green. I mean, that's stuff works great. It really greened it up. Dan, earlier you had the two adulterers on your radio. You know who I'm talking about. And I just can't watch that show in the morning anymore. I mean, I'd rather slide down a razor blade to a pool of vinegar than listen to those people. And
Dan, a lot of that stuff on that show is scripted. Who do they get their walking orders from?
You know, what happens, one of the reasons that CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, and NBC, they're all getting kind of here's the thought of the day type thing from Media Matters and places like that. And if you notice, they'll all have the exact same tone.
Yeah. I mean, somebody is giving them that because they'll use like a certain phrase or a word, like eviscerate. Remember that one?
Yeah.
They all use it. Now, who would in there, a normal person, would come up with that word? You know what I'm saying?
For example, when Trump said his thing to George Stephanopoulos, all of them used, Trump is open for business with the Russians. All of them were parroting that same line.
I mean, I'm not a conspiracy nut.
You're just a nut.
But, you know, sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
There you go.
But somebody is behind that. I mean, they're getting their walking orders, it's just disturbing because, you know, Fox isn't perfect, but they are balanced, I believe. They're fairly balanced. The other ones, MSNBC, CNN, they're all just, they're not even really, I don't call them media anymore. They're just the voice of the left-wing wackos in this country. You know?
Yeah.
It's like the old Air America radio that went off the air that Rachel Maddow was on at one time.
Yep.
That liberal radio thing. That's all it is. It's just on TV now.
Yeah, what they've done with Media Matters, what they'll do is they'll look at the kind of what happens, the news, and they'll kind of see it, and then they'll send out talking points to different outlets. And Comcast, who has NBC and MSNBC, they're kind of the worst. And Comcast has basically said, we're going to take the liberal stand in news. They said that in an annual report.
I mean, do they have like a phone there, like the bat phone, you know, lights up and they say, oh, here's the call.
They do it through internet.
Yeah, I know. It's just disgusting. And I don't know I know you probably listen to Morning. Do you actually watch it yourself?
Do I watch what? Morning Joe?
Oh, Morning Joe and Little Shmita.
I watch. Normally get to my nausea level at about 45 minutes into it, but I can speed through it pretty fast.
Well, that guy is, you know, he is really, and the thing is, my wife used to work for WEAR in Pensacola when Joe was down there. She knows him. She knows what a jerk he is. But that show is just, that is probably the worst show they've got as far as being slanted. I mean, it's worse than Maddow. It's completely slanted. But anyways, it's going to, Dan, this is probably between now and November next year, it's going to probably be one of the most exciting times in the life of media in this country.
Well, it's like I said to the audience, you know, I play Joe talking about, you know, what Donald Trump should be doing is talking about the economy. Well, Donald Trump talks about the economy. Nobody covers it.
Yeah. I mean, he's doing stuff about it. He's doing things. Look at all the stuff that he's doing. Everybody, they say, well, he's not doing anything. Well, yes, he is, because he's keeping these liberal media, he's feeding them stuff every day. And stuff they whatever he does, they disagree with it. You know, this thing with Iran now. The thing last week with the Mexican. I mean, he's doing things and getting stuff done. And it's, you know, it's amazing that he can do that. His temperament, I wish I had a temperament like that where you could just, you know, keep on doing things. It doesn't bother him a bit. Just like water off a duck's back.
Yep.
He doesn't go crazy, go bonkers or anything. Now, he says some stupid things sometimes, or I don't really think they're stupid, but he knows how to goad people, but that's just the way he's wired. That's the thing. He is not a wired politician.
Yeah,
he's a businessman.
Well, he's his own person. That's the key.
Yeah. Nobody's going to tell him what to do.
Jim, thanks for the telephone call. I want you to have a great day. Should we do our John DeVoe warning music here? We haven't used that in a long time.
We can do that. Hold on.
We could accept the fact that this city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament, Mr. Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
We got no food. We got no jobs. Our pets' heads are falling off.
Okay, boys and girls, you know what that means. John DeVoe is up next. He will have 2 minutes and 30 seconds, and if he goes beyond that, we'll cut him off. If he strays and wanders, we'll cut him off. If he does a PSA, we'll cut him off. Let's go to John DeVoe. Hey, John, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan, how you doing?
I'm good.
I've been calling your show almost 20 years. Do you realize that?
How could you have been calling me for almost 20 years? I've only been doing this for 10.
Well, I've been calling you almost 10 years, I guess.
Unless you're calling his house first for some reason.
No, we met through the show, but I just know I've been listening and calling in that long. But one thing that Donald Trump said about Bruce Jenner, he said if Bruce Jenner was to come to one of his hotels, he could utilize the male or the female restroom, that he would not be discriminated against in a Trump hotel just because he was transgender. And I say that to say that next weekend, Montgomery's having their gay pride or our gay pride weekend celebration. And so we do want everybody to be aware of that. It would be nice if you could connect with the organizers of that, Montgomery Pride United, which is made up of all the organizations in Montgomery that provide support services for same-sex people. Maybe have them on your show to talk about the events that they have scheduled for next Saturday and next Sunday in Montgomery for their annual Gay Pride rally.
Where is this going to be?
Montgomery Pride United's headquarters is on Madison Avenue next to the Wendy's and the Burger King down there. And so the rally, the marching rally will start there and end at the Capitol with the, rally there on the steps of the Capitol. And that's from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday. And then they'll have a Gay Pride Festival at East South on Sunday, next Sunday, which is behind the Montgomery Advertiser Building on Moulton Street, behind Wendy, the Embassy Suites there in downtown Montgomery. They'll have the festival back there next Sunday. Okay. From 1 to 6 p.m.
Okay, you remember my PSA warning here.
It would be nice if you could coordinate things with the organizers so they can, let everybody know what's going to be taking place as people come from all over the globe to Montgomery to
They come from all over the globe to Montgomery?
Excuse me?
They come from all over the globe?
From all over the globe. It has been marketed that way. And now even more so,
it's being marketed as finger licking good, doesn't mean it really is.
But even your show is global and is all over the world, over the internet. I'm not at my home office where I usually listen to the show whether I call in or not. I still listen every day when I'm at home, but I'm actually away from home and listening to you over the internet live on my cell phone.
I like that. So, well, I appreciate that. John,
well,
thanks for the telephone call.
Peace and blessings to you and Joey and the entire listening audience all over the globe.
Thanks for the telephone call. We're global.
Yeah, well, I mean, I like the sound of that.
All five of those people, we're global.
Right.
We didn't say we're big global, we're just global.
No, but we just are, though.
Just because you say his finger looking good doesn't mean it is. Nothing against the colonel on that. Here is an interesting one. Death in Dominican Republic. Okay, so I have a conversation with a friend of mine who happens to be an emergency room doctor. And we started talking about the Dominican Republic and all the people that are dying down there. And he said, Dan, they are seen as heart attacks. These are not heart attacks. You don't have people that come in with edema in the lungs, fluid in the lungs, and they suffer different things if you're having a heart attack.
Right.
Now, if there's a rampant heart congestion, failure from congestion, something different. But, you know, you look at these people, particularly the women, this is not said. This is poison, particularly the edema filling up the fluid in the lungs. And somebody's going to get to the bottom of this, or papers are going to stop going to Dominican Republic. Our good friend Mark P. Bunting and his bride are going to Dominican Republic. And I asked him, are you okay with that? He goes, yeah, we'll be fine. But just don't drink the scotch. Listen to this story.
Sources tell CBS News more Americans are reporting mysterious illnesses and deaths in the Dominican Republic. A New Jersey man is at least the eighth person to die while on vacation in the Caribbean nation during the past year. His cause of death has not been released. Some tour groups are also reporting multiple incidents of travelers getting sick. Mola Lange is there this morning.
Joseph Allen's family says he traveled to the Dominican Republic frequently and was in good health. They say the 55-year-old was staying at Terra Linda Resort in Sosua last week with friends who say he was complaining about being hot at the pool. He went to take a shower and lie down for the night, then was found dead the next day. At least seven other Americans have died in the Dominican Republic in the last 12 months. Local autopsies concluded most died of respiratory problems or heart attack.
Some seemingly quite healthy people seem to be having heart attacks out of the blue.
Mark Hurlbut Jr. says his father died from heart and respiratory problems last June in Punta Cana.
Had I known then what I know now, I would have fought tooth and nail to have his remains brought back here and have an American autopsy done.
You know, they had this guy who's owner of one of the largest resorts in Dominican Republic. And what Dominican Republic does is they have these compound resorts. And you get in the resort, everything's paid for, all your food is free, all your liquor's free, everything's done. And I've only been to one in Dominican Republic, and I much prefer sandals in Grenada or the Turcos area, places like that, but just is better to me, cheaper in Dominican Republic. But you don't have people that all of a sudden are dropping dead. And the owner of this resort said, oh, yeah, this is the most people die all the time of heart attacks. They come here, they have too much fun, they have too much whiskey, and they die. Boy, you know how to sell them, don't you? Come to Dominican Republic so you can die of a heart attack. We're so much fun, we'll kill you.
Yeah, we're Alabama guys. We know about congested heart failure, all right?
Yeah. Oh, man, I'm telling you. So, in talking to this doctor, you know, I asked him what he suspected, and he said, I think somebody's tainting the liquor or putting some poison in there, or it's tainted liquor that somebody's making their bathtub version of it, and then you're drinking a lot of it, and you're getting poison from it. Because all the signs that they're talking about, somebody came into an emergency room like that, I would go, poison. And he said the fact that they have not done a toxicology report on here and you haven't seen it, they've only done an autopsy, which is kind of preliminary, that just reeks of problems to him. News Talk 93.1, we'll play the second half of this story right after this.
Your News Talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Yeah.
Connect with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes. Three men and a lady. Mornings 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Are you in the market to purchase a new vehicle? Or maybe you've been dreaming of putting a pool in the backyard just in time for summer? Well, I've got the answer for you. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Why get an auto loan or a pool loan when you could get the cash you need in hand by refinancing your mortgage? Cashing in on the equity in your home will provide you with the money you're looking for at a much lower rate and a much lower payment. By simply refinancing your mortgage, you can purchase your dream truck or swim laps in your very own pool. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Alabama Home Mortgage can make it happen. It's time to live the life you've been dreaming of. Call me, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. Again, that's 567-4223. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. Because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Oh, wow. Running out of time again, Joey. Hate it when that happens.
Indeed we are.
Okay, let's finish up with the death in the Dominican Republic and continue with the story.
Tourist groups are also reporting concerns. Five members of an Oklahoma high school group staying at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino became violently ill after eating at a Japanese restaurant. And more than 50 Jimmy Buffett fans were sickened while on an annual trip in April. At least one tested positive for salmonella last week.
Well, Joseph Allen's family is still trying to get his body back to the United States. Meanwhile, we are still waiting on FBI toxicology reports on the three deaths that occurred here on the island back in May. The U.S. Embassy here in Santo Domingo tells us that at this point, there is no link between any of these deaths. Also, health officials say that heart attacks are the most common cause of death for Americans on vacation, Anthony.
For Dominican Republic. I tell you, they got a little problem here. I tell you, if you've got a problem with those VHS and Betamaxes and they're just kind of disintegrating before your very eyes, I want you to give Dan Black a call and say about having him convert that to digital so you can keep it forever, put it up on the cloud, store it, and then make multiple copies in case something happens to one digital copy. You've got a backup. Dan Black Studios can do that for you. The other thing you can do is if you want to do some filming and show your business, your product, your services, say you have a house that you want to list, he can go in and videotape that for you and put it up on a platform for you. We can handle that for you with the Dan Morris production digital piece of our equation. And it's going to help educate people to what you do and how you do it. So call Dan Black, Dan Black Studios, old friend of mine, not old in his being age, but for a long time, friend of mine, 334-440-7818, 440-7818. My good friend, Dan Black, tell him you're a Dan Morris Show listener. Ask him for the Dan Morris Show special. Let's go to Papa B. Hey, Papa B, how are you?
Hey, Dan, Joey.
How are you doing today?
Hey, Joey. I'm trying to keep from getting wet, just dodging raindrops.
Is it raining hard where you are?
Just a steady sprinkle, you know. Yeah. So, But sorry to go off topic and sorry to call in so late with it, but I did have a question before I say this.
Please.
I want to say, you know, the level of histrionics is reaching epic proportions in the mainstream media these days, and it just is quite enjoyable into entertainment, as long as I can stand it anyway. One only can wonder what is going to happen when Donald Trump wins the second term and Ruth Bader Ginsburg has to be replaced. I would think they're going to run out in the streets and set themselves on fire.
They are going to go crazy, and they're going to be even more desperate than they are now.
Absolutely. Well, let me just ask you a real question. What is the timeline, if you know, of the General Flynn situation, where the judge is reviewing his case and maybe just go ahead and throw the whole case out? What's the timeline on that, do you know?
Well, this is the update on it, is that General Flynn has let go his former attorneys, has hired a new attorney, who's a former U.S. attorney, and she has to look over the cases, over the case, and get familiar with all of the work on it, and that's going to take several weeks. I personally think what he's doing, he's waiting it out, and when this IG report drops and some other stuff drops, then he is going to say, I'm going to cancel my plea deal and take my chances.
And he couldn't do that until Mueller went ahead and wrapped up too, in my mind.
Yeah, he needed
to wait until Mueller had to get
he needed to get some stuff out of the way. And this is Dan talking. I don't have any inside information of this, but this is Dan talking. I think that he's gotten kind of the wink and the nod, saying, I think you can be very pleased with what Durham is going to find out about the FISA warrant and how they got some of this stuff. Because if it's the fruit of the poisonous tree and he got caught up in that, then that's going to throw stuff out.
Oh, brain matter just blowing up all over the place when that happens.
It's going to be ugly. suicide rate among liberals is going to skyrocket.
All right, Dan. Joey, y'all have a good one. I'll try to call earlier tomorrow.
Thank you. You be safe out there. Wow, we don't even have enough time to play a clip.
No, we only got about 40 seconds here.
Oh, man. I'll save the stuff on weaponizing the CIA. This stuff is coming to a head. I may have some stuff for you on tomorrow about it in a little more detail. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show today.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Budell the Great, he's next. Adios.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.